rolling on my end. And here we go. From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama lawmakers returned from spring break this week and quickly passed bills that were priorities for the Republican majority. One of them is a bill that's now a law. It bars schools, universities, and government offices from spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. We talk about that and other action in the legislature this week with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for joining us once again. Now, remind us what all this anti-DEI bill covers. I gather there was fairly contentious debate around this bill. What are some of the implications now that this is now law? A bill is through a House committee that expands on what critics deride as Alabama's Don't Say Gay law. The law bans teacher-led discussions about sexual orientation and gender identity from kindergarten through fifth grade. Todd, what does this new bill do to that existing law? Hey Todd, can I stop you there? You're starting to break up. Go back to where you were talking about. You said the supporters of the law don't like it being called "Don't Say Gay" because it doesn't actually use that language. Can you start again there, and I can splice it together? No, it's okay. I mean, it's the internet. And finally, lawmakers continue to work on a bill ostensibly to save Birmingham Southern College. It would make changes to a state program set up to offer a $30 million loan to the financially troubled school. The state treasurer denied Birmingham Southern's loan application under that program last year, so this is a second go-around. And as I understand it, lawmakers laid out some new requirements for the school this week. What did they do? Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for talking with us. All right, that should do it. Oh, are you on spring break again? Okay, well, that works then. So it doesn't matter then that I won't be around either. Thanks a lot. You too. Bye.